Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Last Wednesday afternoon, a lawsuit was filed against Initiated Measure 22. SDPB's Lee Strubinger joins us from the SDPB studios in Rapid City to talk about that lawsuit now. Lee, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Most of us were preparing our turkey and pie, a lawsuit was filed against IM-22. Tell us what you know.
Sure. A group of several state lawmakers, lobbyists, and citizens filed a lawsuit against Initiated Measure 22 in the Hughes County Court on Wednesday afternoon. And basically, the lawsuit challenges the constitutionality of various provisions of that measure. And just to remind everybody, Initiated Measure kind of sets up an ethics commission, a publicly funded campaign finance system, various lobbying reforms and whistleblower protections, as well as limits on campaign campaign contributions.
So the bill has caused quite a stir already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost immediately, we started seeing politicians and interest groups and governmental entities sort of reacting to the passing of the measure. Two of the most notable right away would have been Congresswoman Kristi Noem and Attorney General Marty Jackley setting up political action committees searching for a run for governor. Mm-hmm. And under Initiated Measure 22, they announced this before the measure took effect. And under Initiated Measure 22, they could only transfer up to $4,000 from their campaign accounts, their current campaign accounts, to another account. So like running for governor. Mm-hmm. And Kristi Noem in her congressional run, she raised almost $1.9 million or she had $1.9 million cash left on hand. So it's unclear how much she transferred because that deadline hasn't come yet. But various other groups like the Chambers of Commerce and others that host lawmaker dinners, they've called off their events in fear of violating the new law. And since the South Dakota legislature is considered a citizen legislature, many of these lawmakers work for entities that hire lobbyists like hospitals and schools. There's just really a lot of uncertainty right now. And then there's another narrative, which is like, say, the spouse of a lawmaker, if they work for like a school district or an entity that hires a lobbyist, and whether or not their salary that they gather violates the contribution limits for those various things.
So what are the plaintiffs alleging specifically is unconstitutional?
They're alleging several aspects of the bill are unconstitutional. We'll start with the Ethics Commission. They say it violates the state constitution because the Ethics Commission being an independent commission, and their quote from the complaint is that it is not accountable or assigned to any branch of South Dakota government or any existing department, officer, or agency. The Ethics Commission, for some background, is tasked with looking into claims made by government employees or to investigate other claims of corruption, and then they take those complaints to the Secretary of State or the Attorney General to see about pursuing a case. The plaintiffs are saying the Ethics Commission isn't overseen by any branch of government and therefore kind of has free rein and isn't held under check.
Now, are there concerns about free speech violations as well, I'm told?
Right. They're also challenging the limitations that are set on campaign contributions. They're saying those limits infringe on free speech. The Democracy Credit Program is also under fire for, and I quote, violating equal protection and rights protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Hmm.
Another count against the measure is the assertion that Initiated Measure 22 unconstitutionally appropriates money from the general fund, to the Democracy Credits Program. They cite various articles in the Constitution that say the state has to, or appropriations have to be approved by two-thirds majority of lawmakers. And so they're alleging that it's unclear as to how the Democracy Credits Program will be doled out. A few other counts against Initiated Measure 22 is the additional disclosure requirements, expenditures made with campaign money. They have to file several more things in addition to what they have to file right now. There's also the $100 limit on gifts from lobbyists to lawmakers, and the list goes on for about 12 counts.
So Rick Weiland's going to come on Dakota Midday. He's one of the proponents of this bill. He'll be on Thursday. You've talked to him before. Give me an idea, a preview of what he might have to say about this sort of controversy.
Right. I talked to him a little bit earlier, and recall that Rick Weiland was the 2014 Senate candidate, and he was behind what he called the trifecta of reform, one of those being initiated Measure 22, the ballot measures that we voted on this year. He told me that, you know, he's not surprised at this reaction, because anytime you shake up the establishment like this, there's going to be this sort of backlash against it. However, I did talk to Tony Venhuizen, Governor Dugard's chief of staff, and he just simply calls the measure poorly written. So we'll see how it gets handled in court, I guess.
And what comes next exactly?
Well, I talked I emailed Marty Jackley's Attorney General Marty Jackley's a press person, and they're expecting a lawsuit to come sometime, or a hearing date to be set sometime this week. His official statement was, now that the state has been sued and I have the responsibility and duty to defend the voters and the voters who initiated this measure, he said he's going to be pretty limited on what he can say outside of the courtroom at this time, but they're expecting more to come down this week.
Lee Strubinger is political reporter for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you.